Eyes on the Curb, bitch. If you haven't seen it, go to the YouTube.com and watch the documentary Pimps Up, Hoes Down. Back when I worked in the restaurant, everybody watched that documentary, and we'd all be walking around talking pimp shit. And all the guys who worked there, we'd tell the chicks, whenever they'd be talking to us, we'd tell them, hey, don't look me in the eye, don't look at my face, don't look at my eyes, eyes on the curb, bitch. Keep your eyes on the curb when you're talking to me. Nowadays, ooh, I don't think you'd get away with that in the workplace. I think there'd be some wine. Oh, there'd be some hashtag me too. That's still a thing. Yes, the great one is back. For those of you who keep whining. The great one, when are you going to publish another episode? What are you doing? Where are you? What are you doing? I'm working. I'm working for a fucking living, okay? Fuck you all, right? Jesus, God all fucking mighty. You know, if you guys, all those of you out there who complain about how there's no podcast, if you would give me money, then I wouldn't have to work for a living, because this isn't work. I'm just standing here talking to a microphone. Actually, it's a lot of work, as those of you who do podcasts would know. But if you people would give me money, I wouldn't have to work for a living, right? If I was Stefan Molyneux and I just came on like begging for donations all the time, then if you listen to my podcast and you don't pay me, you're stealing. And, you know, people, of course, you know, considering some of the shit Stefan has to put up with the people who call into his show, well, Stefan, I can't figure out my problems, and, you know, and then you start going and you find out, it's like, oh, Jesus, dude, you just need to be slapped. Here's, you know, what we need, we, the royal we, what the world needs. Here's what the world needs. The world needs, well, other than a swift kick in the ass, the world needs a collaboration between Free Domain Radio and Asshole Consulting. Right, so somebody calls in like, well, and then I can't, and then I was, and you let Stefan Molyneux go in first, right? And he's like, okay, and he's all patient and everything. Let's talk about your mother and all this other stuff. And you give like 40 minutes to Stefan Molyneux to get all their mommy issues out, and you get to the real, real root, because that's how long it takes. Because the people who call into Stefan's show, they're always just like, you know, you find out 40 minutes into the call, they start talking about, well, and I'm also in prison because I killed my brother. And it's like, oh, could you maybe have mentioned that at the beginning, 40 minutes ago, when you started talking to Stefan about how you have this thing where you can't find a girlfriend, right? And he's working through all this. And then we find, oh, you're in prison for killing somebody. Okay, maybe that was pertinent, relevant information you should have said at the fucking beginning. But no, you didn't. Right? So boom, we're 40 minutes into the call. Stefan Molyneux's been coddling them and being all patient and teasing these bits of information they're reluctant to put forth. And then boom, you open the gate and Aaron Cleary comes flying in there. God damn it! Why, you're just lazy, you're just stupid. Get off your ass. Fuck you. And boom, done. Just saying, there's potential for collaboration there. How'd I get on that? Oh, because Stefan Molyneux asking for money. You guys don't give me any money, but you want to know why I'm podcasting. Why not podcasting? What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Hi, it's me. It is the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Podcasting for 13 years. I don't want to hear about how there wasn't a podcast on Friday. Deal with it. Fuck. Pay me. I have a gin and tonic in my hand. I'm fucking tired. I'm still trying to recover from the fucking shit storm that is December in my life because I worked my ass off. My all-time record for most hours worked in 1 week is 111 hours. I did that back when I worked in the gas fields in New Mexico, Well, this last, not the last week, the week we just came out of, the week before that, I almost broke the record. I tallied up my numbers. Shit, which reminds me, I need to put on due time sheet. Maybe that was Wednesday, whatever day it was. 2 weeks ago, I tallied up 110.75 hours. Almost broke my all-time record. So, still trying to recover from that. Yeah, you heard some stories, you heard some ranting, you heard about the guy who ran out of gas, because God forbid we look at the gas gauge. Nobody else ran out of gas, but I did sit everybody down and give them a little explanation of what the fuel gauge is, and where you can find it, and how to read it, and this other stuff. And half the people were looking at me trying not to laugh, and the other half of them were looking at me like they hated me. It was like, hey, if I have to explain this shit to you, I mean, if you're going to do this shit, if you're going to drive a vehicle down the road and run out of gas because you didn't look at the fuel gauge, yeah, I'm going to treat you like you're a fucking retard. That's just how it's going the fuck down. Anyhow, this is the first podcast since all of this has come to an end. I haven't podcasted in, because I pre-recorded some of the stuff you heard. I haven't podcasted in at least a week. I was going to do the technology rant, and I decided, no, I need a warm-up podcast. Plus, it's already late at night. I was getting shit done around the house today. I'm still catching up around here. I gotta fucking work tomorrow. God damn it. I'm trying. Can you people leave me alone? Can you people just fucking leave me alone? Unless you're a cute girl. Can you just leave me alone? I mistakenly thought I was in the clear for the rest of 2017. No more work. The entire rest. So this is why I suffer, right? This is why when you hear about the late hours that I pull and the fucking 110.75 hours weeks and all this other shit. See, this is part of why I do it. From here all the way into 2018, I got to do some work in early 2018. We actually have a gig in early January. That's going to suck. Because otherwise I would be sitting at home then also. But it's late December. All the college kids are gone because it's Christmas break. So the People's Republic of Fort Collins is nice again. It's pleasant. It has not, so far in December, it has not fucking snowed. Well, yeah, I think it snowed once. But it was an actual light dusting, right? Because I love the weather forecasting. The weather forecasting is completely fucking worthless. Probably where you are too, but it's doubly worthless here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Because Colorado, the last time the weather forecast, they came along and said, oh, it's going to snow. It's going to be a light dusting of like 1 inch. I'm like, okay. So I went to bed. I get up the next morning. I look out the window. It didn't snow at all. I'm like, oh, great. And I open the front door and I see that, oh, there is in fact some snow here and there. Less than an inch, it's a dusting. The snow didn't stick on the grass, it didn't stick on the pavement. It didn't really stick to much of anything, but I was like, okay, that was a dusting. Now the time before that, the fucking idiots on the Weather Channel, I go to the weather.com and it says, tonight, light dusting, less than 1 inch. I'm like, okay, good, no problem. I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, I look outside. There's like 6 fucking inches of snow and the shit's falling out of the sky. I'm like, oh, this is a light dusting of less than 1 inch, is it? I see we're using words differently than I would use words. It's late December. I'm done with work. I thought I was. There's no snow. The weather has been pretty fucking good. It got up to 40 degrees today, but it was sunny, which I can handle as outside wearing shorts and a t-shirt. No, the great one can have no fucking rest because people are still bothering me to do work. Over at the other theater, which, as you know, I'm codenaming. I'm starting to codename everything. So the event company is now known as Weyland-Yutani. The theater I work at will henceforth in the future be known as the Umbrella Corporation. I'm finally free of Weyland-Yutani for the entire rest of the year. I'm getting emails out the ass from the Umbrella Corporation about how they need people. Oh, we need people Saturday night. No, I'm not coming in to do a strike on Saturday night. That's not happening. Oh, we need people at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning and then to come back at 10 o'clock Wednesday night. No, no, I'm not doing that. Uh-uh. I love you guys, but no, I'm done. I'm fucking done for the year. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to jack off to computer porn. I'm going to fucking work on the website. I'm going to podcast. I'm going to read some books. I'm going to clean. I did some house cleaning today. That shelf I was telling you guys that I'm trying to get rid of, got everything off of it. Fucking ready to get that out the fucking door. Did some organizing. I'm going to fucking lift weights, which I haven't done in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because I've been working my ass off, not had time, haven't even been in town. I was out of town for part of this. I'm going to add this to my show notes. Contracts. We're going to talk about contracts. What was I talking about? It's something important-ish. Umbrella Corporation wants me to come work. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I'm out. I'm done. Thank you. No. So then I get an email from somebody else. We will call her Tina. Tina, I've talked about Tina before. Tina works at a theater, and she is one of the few women who should have a job because she's really good at what she does. She's very organized. She's got her shit together. She ran that theater for years. That theater would just, it would fall apart without her. So Tina finally quit her job because she's retirement age, right? She is ready to stop working and spend the rest of her life living on her savings with her husband, traveling around, and her husband is a manly, manly motherfucker. Like, the guy hunts, and he fishes, and he repairs shit, and he builds things. Like, he is a man's man. He is a man of men. And if I were a woman, I would love to spend my time with him because he is a manly fucking man. She just wants to fucking get out of work, leave the goddamn theater, go spend the rest of her life with her husband enjoying herself. Shit, no. So she quits her job. They hire somebody to replace her. Then another person who works at the theater quit her job, but they had no one to replace her. So Tina comes back to fill in for that person until they can hire a replacement. Okay. Couple of months go by. Tina's still there doing the other person's job because they ain't hired a replacement. The person they hired to replace Tina, now apparently something's happened. I don't know what yet. I'm going to find out tomorrow because Tina sends me an email and she says, hey, great one. I really need your help at the theater. The person who I'm doing my old job. I don't have time to go into the story right now, but we got to do a bunch of stuff and it's got to be done on Monday and we got to finish it that day. I have nobody to help me. Can you please come and help? And I'm like, God damn it. You know, if it was anybody else, I would just give them the finger. But I can't leave Tina high and dry. And you say, well, great one, you're getting paid, right? Well, no. No, actually, I'm not. You're, whoa, 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 great one. Are you doing this for free? Aren't you the one who always says don't fuck for free? Isn't that what you're always saying on the podcast? You're telling people, hey, man, I said don't fuck for free, okay? That's what Too Short said. Don't fuck for free. Yes, I said don't fuck for free. Yes, I'm going to fuck for free. Fuck you. I'm fucking for free right now. None of you bastards are paying me to podcast. I don't see any of you fucking going to cls.link and spending money through my fucking Amazon affiliate anymore. Even though, I got my Supergirl poster, but that doesn't mean you can stop spending your money on shit you don't need so that I can buy more stuff. Fuck. You bastards. So yes, I'm fucking for free. In a way, I will benefit from this because every once in a while, I need something from this theater that I'm not going to pay for. And by doing things for the theater for free now and then, it reinforces my ability to walk in the door and say, hey, you know, I've only been doing free stuff at your theater for, 15 fucking years. And remember that last time when I just came in and did this? So how about you let me use this for a couple of weeks, right? Good. Yes. I didn't thought there'd be no arguments. There are some advantages to it, but yes, I am fucking for free. That doesn't mean you should fuck for free. Speaking of not fucking for free, then all I want is some time off. I can't get any time off. So then, okay, I got this person. I made a website for her many moons ago. And then she just vanished. You know, and then she shows up. Now she's like, oh, my website needs to be updated. And all the information you gave me for logging in and how to do so, I lost all of that. And I'm rolling my eyes. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'll send you information to update my website and I'll, you know, pay you, yada, yada. All right, fine, whatever. The shit never shows up, which is great because I didn't want to have to deal with it anyway. So I'm sitting here and I get this message from her about how, oh, I'm moving my website to Weebly, however you say it, Weebly. Guys, okay, do not fucking get a Weebly fucking account and build your website over there. Okay, I'm just fucking telling you. And if you do, don't come to me for help. So she's like, well, we can't figure out how to make it work. So she hired some person to build the website for her. Now, this is woman logic. She says, I hired whoever, Barbara. We'll call her Barbara. I hired Barbara to make a website for me because she needed the money. Okay, that's great. So you hired someone to make a website for you based on the fact that this person needed money, not based on them understanding how the internet works. So the Weebly, it's one of these drag and drop, like Squarespace things. You just go in there and you pull little stuff and you make stuff. Okay, so it's all this point and click user interface where any idiot can build a website. Great, fine, whatever. Here's the problem. There's no point and click for how to point your fucking domain name at it, especially when none of you even know where your fucking domain name is purchased. You don't know how to fucking change a name server. You don't know how to change a DNS. You don't even know what any of these things mean. So they've built this website. They have no idea how to make it actually work on the internet. So, of course, they come crying to me to come fix this for them. Like, okay, fine. Because I thought, well, how hard can it be? You go in, you go to Weebly, you find out what the name server is, you go to the fucking company that owns the domain name, and you plug the name server in. You're done. I have done this more times than I can keep track of. It's that simple. Only it's not that simple. Here's the thing, guys, people. Stop buying your domain names and your website hosting based on who has the cheapest price. Because you get what you pay for. I'm not going to explain all of this fully. You're just going to have to trust me. Some of you will have no idea what I'm talking about. I go into the people who own her domain name to change the name server. And I contact Weebly. I say, what is your name server? They're like, oh, we don't have a name server. You have to change your DNS records to point to the correct IP address. And I'm thinking, I had no clue that there could be such a thing as not having a name server. I've never heard of this before. Because every real hosting company, even the shitty hosting companies like GoDaddy, don't come to me. I'm serious. I'm going to start charging extra depending on who you are. I am going to start charging my clients extra money depending on who they're fucking hosting with. For example, GoDaddy. GoDaddy is a piece of shit. If your host company is GoDaddy, I'm going to start charging you more. Another one is A+. Another one is, what are those fucking cocksuckers called? Oh, damn it. God. Oh, I can't think of it now. Network Solutions? something. Anyway, there are companies out there that are so shitty and so difficult to work with, I'm going to charge extra. Even the shittiest companies and the good ones, the mediocre ones, they're, you got Bluehost, InMotion, you got Midphase, you got DreamHost. Okay, any of these places, you have a domain name purchased somewhere, and like you're hosting your company on InMotion. You go to InMotion, you find out what is your name server. You plug in that name server into the company that your name is registered with, and everything just happens. It's that fucking simple. I didn't know you could have a hosting company without a name server, because I've never seen this before. But Weebly is so shitty, they don't have a name server. So you have to point. Now, here's the thing. Okay, so let's say that your domain has been purchased through Bluehost. Okay, so you get a Bluehost, and there's a place where you can point the name server. Okay, but Weebly doesn't have a name server. So you point the name server to Bluehost. Then you go into the Bluehost cPanel, and you go to the advanced DNS configuration, and you go in, and that's where you can change your MX records, your A records, your CNAME records, and you point them to the appropriate IP addresses. Okay, the company that she purchased her domain name through doesn't have a way for you to edit the DNS records. You can change the name server, but you can't edit DNS records. Weebly doesn't have a name server and requires you to edit DNS records. I've never seen a hosting company where you purchase your domain name that doesn't allow you to edit your DNS records. But she bought all of this shit because it's the cheapest fucking thing on the internet, and she's getting what she paid for. So now I have to fucking deal with this. Well, this is not fucking for free. I just sent her a bill for over $300. This is not fucking for free. And the shit's not even fixed yet. So now, I got to get a hosting package over here, point the fucking name server to that hosting package, use that hosting package to edit the DNS to go to fucking Weebly, which I managed to do that to get the fucking website running, but now the email doesn't work, and I finally figured out, because I've fucked with it, and I'm tired of fucking with it. I'm tired of, and this is again, it's like if you contact me and ask me to do anything with fucking Weebly or Squarespace or what the fuck ever, I am doubling my fucking normal rates. Because this is bullshit. This shit is not normal. It is not standardized. It makes no fucking sense. I have to sit here and figure this shit out. What I'm going to end up doing is having to transfer her domain name from the register to Weebly. But that requires fucking sending emails to her email address. But her email address doesn't fucking work because she's over on Weebly and the fucking email doesn't work. So in order to transfer the domain name to make the email work, we have to have working email. But to get working email, I have to transfer the domain name. Fuck you. This is why you're getting a big fat bill. People, stop buying shitty fucking internet services because they're cheap. There's a reason the shit is $3 a month, okay? There's a reason. Oh, this other person who bought her fucking domain name, same shit. She needed help with this stuff. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go look at it. Who's your fucking domain name registered with? And she sends me back, it's registered with a company called cheapnames.com. Okay, cheapnames.com. This is like having sex with, you go up to a woman and say, hey, you're kind of hot, you want to have sex? Sure, what's your name? Venereal disease. Okay, that's a warning. See, that's called a red flag. When the name of the company you bought your name from is cheapnames.com, that is a red flag. They are operating on one thing and one thing only. and your fucking user experience is going to be for shit. And she couldn't figure, and that's why she had to come to me, and that's why I sent her a bill for fucking $170. Because when I have to deal with your stupid fucking decisions, you're going to pay. Especially in late December, when all I want is to be left the fuck alone. Unless you're a cute girl, then it's okay. So cute girls doing the gigs, and I'm at this one place, there's these two cute girls. Well, it's, ooh, boy, that was a flub. There were two girls working there, one of whom was adorable, the other of whom was overweight and unattractive. Anyway, it was hilarious because I talked to him a couple of times, and I'm talking to the cute one. Finally, I said to her, you know, I said, you know, you're pretty cute. And she goes, oh, thank you. And I said the normal, well, what would have to happen for us to get a drink sometime? And she says, well, I would have to not be with my boyfriend. And she said it, this will be relevant in a minute. She said it in a way that was convincing. It's like, yeah, I would have to not be with my boyfriend, right? You know, she sounded sincere-ish. And even if not sincere, like she sounded certain about the fact that she has a boyfriend and she is with him. Meanwhile, the fatty is standing right there, and the look of rage and anger on her face as I'm standing here flirting with the cute girl right in front of her, oh God, it was priceless. You could tell she was just fuming. Anyway, this is important because, so then, other girl that I've been flirting with for a while, I've probably mentioned her to you guys, assorted red flags, lots of tattoos, nose piercing. She has a dog, but she's really cute in spite of all that. And she's always in a good mood. She's always having a good time. Every time I see her, she's happy and smiling and we're joking around and fucking around. So anyhow, I've been working on her for a while. I'm like, are we going to get together or what? Well, you know, and 2 months ago, it's like, are we going to get together or what? Well, another red flag. She says, my life is really a mess right now. It's like, okay, God, but who cares? She says, ask me again in a couple of months. I'm like, okay, so now it's December. It's a couple of months later. I said, all right, so what are you going to do? Are we going to get together or whatever? She said, oh, I told you to ask me in a couple of months. I said, well, it's been a couple of months. She's like, oh, yeah. And she says, well, but I still have my boyfriend. I still have a boyfriend. And this was the most non-committed, the most non-dedicated, the most, the most phoning it in I have ever heard in my life, right? You know, the previous girl, when she says, I have a boyfriend, I have to not be with my boyfriend, she sounded like she was with her boyfriend and enjoyed it. She's like, I kind of have a boyfriend. It's like, no, you kind of don't. From the tone of your voice and the way you're answering that question, I think you really want to ride my dick. You're just trying to rationalize something here, and I don't know what it is. Because from your answer, I can tell you are not devoted to this quote-unquote boyfriend of yours, honey. So anyhow, I gave her a week to decide. I said, look, you better figure this shit out. I'll still keep flirting with her, but it doesn't matter. It's just hilarious. And the other girl, and there's another girl there when all this was happening, and she's just watching the whole thing and smiling and laughing at it. Because she's also adorable, and I would do her also. But she's married. Not that that stops me, but it might be stopping her, although I haven't investigated that yet, but I might at some point in the future. And the other thing, the little girl I'm flirting with says, well, I'd like to go out with you because you're really funny. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm really funny. So you're just using me for my sense. And there it is, guys. That's why you have to be funny. Because I'm not good looking. All I have to get girls is my wit and my charm. And those are in short supply a lot of time. But this girl thinks I'm funny. So this is a good thing because chicks bang people that they think are funny. Anyhow, I'll let you know how that goes. This is all just me telling stories and getting you caught up and warming up. so that tomorrow, oh God, not tomorrow, I'll be working at the fucking theater for free all day tomorrow. I will be fucking for free tomorrow. I will not be, this is Sunday, by the way. Today is Sunday, December 17th. You'll hear this tomorrow on Monday. I will not be recording on Monday. I will be recording on Tuesday. That is the plan, because I am not. If anybody fucking calls me and wants any more fucking work, any more theater work, no. Nega fucking tiv. Not happening. I'm not even, well, let's see, Tuesday. Now, Tuesday I will leave the house because I have to go see some cute girls. I also have to go leave a present for the little aforementioned hottie. You say, great one, why are you giving presents to girls when you haven't banged them? Just hold your horses, see, here's what we're going to do. Because I'm not going to be in the place where I normally see them. So I'm going to go there the day before, because I know where they work, the both of them, they're both hotties, but the hottie I'm trying to bang and the hottie I would like to bang and might try to bang later. And I'm going to leave the little hotties a present. I'm going to leave them a little thingy of chocolate. I'm going to leave a note that says something along the lines of, since I'm not here today to entertain you, I thought I would leave you something that's almost as sweet as I am. With some little chocolates in it. Yes. Oh, yes. Gonna fucking chocolate my way right between those legs. Whatever it takes. It's just chocolate. And here's the great thing. The chocolate was paid for by the company. Weyland-Yutani bought the chocolate. So no, it's not costing me anything. Ah, great one. You are a cock-sucking bastard. Thank you. Black Rifle Coffee Company continues to piss me the fuck off. After unsubscribing from their spam, which I told you the excessive amount of spam, I'm still getting their fucking spam. I unsubscribed again. I got my shipment today. I'm supposed to get two fucking packages of Murdered Out blend. They sent the wrong fucking blend. They sent Beyond Black instead of Murdered Out. Guys, the fucking invoice, which I have in my hand right now, which I am using, I have my show notes scribbled on this. The fucking invoice says, Murdered Out Coffee Blend Whole Bean Quantity 2 Shipped 2. Well, no, you didn't. It's not Murdered Out that you sent me. It's Beyond Black. Okay? Look, I understand veterans and fucking guns and rah-rah and America and all this other shit. Okay, none of that fucking matters if you can't send me the correct product. Well, great one. Are you going to complain about it? No, I'm not going to complain because I have fucking shit to do. It's taking time out of my life. Yeah, I'm going to bitch about it on the podcast. But am I going to fucking whine and try to return it? No, but guys, just fucking send me the right coffee next time. Why is this so fucking hard? I did that. I did cute girls with boyfriends. Sitting up email. I did that. Contracts! Let's do contracts. Contracts. Okay. It's a long story, the details of which do not matter. My mother, left-wing statist, commie that she is, Obama humping, Hillary Clinton ass-licking, I'm with her. You know, my mother's life revolves around sitting on Facebook and posting things about how much she hates Donald Trump. Long, long story. I need to sign a contract that is involved my mother and some other people. These people have a legal document. Okay. And she tells me, hey, this thing is being sent to you. It's being overnighted. And you got to sign it. You got to have it notarized. Okay, whatever. And this is right before I'm leaving town. So I get this phone call while I'm out of town. She's like, have you done that yet? I'm like, no, I haven't done it yet. I'm in another fucking city. I'm not checking my goddamn mail. I'm in another city. Well, this is really important. I'm saying, okay, number one, if this was really important, you and the other person involved wouldn't have waited until the last fucking minute. This has to be done by December the 15th, okay? And you're sending the shit to me on like December the 6th. Okay, if it was really important, you wouldn't have waited till the last minute. There's number one. I'm like, look, I'll get it when I fucking get back to town, all right? Just everybody chill. Deal with it. By the way, this gin and tonic is made with Bootles gin, not Plymouth. I'm working on finishing off the Bootles. Bootles, not okay, not bad for a gin and tonic. Plymouth is still my go-to on the martini. I tried the Bootles on the martini. It's okay, but it's not as good as Plymouth. All right, I get back to town. I go to the fucking post office. I'm still working my ass off. Just because we're back in town, I'm still doing massive days because now we're going back and forth to the other city and wrapping everything up and finishing. So I go to the post office. I get the fucking package, the overnight package. I pop it open. And there is the paper where the notary has to notarize it. And there is the final page of the contract where I'm supposed to sign. The rest of the contract isn't there. They sent me the last page of the contract where it says, all signed people below agree to the terms of this contract. But they didn't send the actual contract. So now I'm standing here looking at this and thinking, okay, these people, my mother, who thinks she's a fucking genius because she voted for Hillary Clinton and hates Donald Trump, my genius-ass mother, this is the same mother, this is the same mother who took silver coins and exchanged them for fiat currency. For new listeners, here's the short version of the story. My grandfather died, and my mother loves money. She swooped in, she sold everything he had, and you know, raked. And anyway, she found all of these coins that he had been saving. Silver coins, probably some gold coins, and maybe just like, not even silver or gold, but just like real. You know, these are all old coins. The guy's in World War II, he is old. He had all these old coins. She took all of these coins, which are made out of silver and gold and metals, which increase in value, and she sold them in exchange for fiat currency, which goes down in value. Right now, people, the kind of people who listen to this podcast are trying to buy silver in order to survive the coming fucking economic collapse. My mother exchanged silver for fiat currency. That's how fucking intelligent she is when it comes to economics. She actually expected me to sign this piece of paper without reading the contract. I just sent her a message. I said, this is not happening. You need to send the rest of the contract. Well, but it's due. I don't care when it's due. I'm not signing it. So now there's this flurry because now it's not. And it's like, this is not my problem, guys. This signing this contract in no way whatsoever benefits me. The whole reason this thing is happening is for someone else, not me, not even my mother, someone else is doing something to reduce the amount of taxes they pay, which I find fascinating because I know this person is a left-wing statist, and left-wing statists love taxation so much, but why are they trying to avoid paying taxes? Right? If you're a left-wing statist and you're so in love with taxation because you get roads and welfare and food stamps, why do you try to avoid paying taxes? Why are you trying to lessen the amount of taxation that you personally pay? And this is why they are parasites, right? They want rich people to pay more taxes, but they're trying to figure out how they can pay fewer taxes. None of this shit affects me. I don't give a flying fuck how much taxes this bitch pays. I said, no, you're going to send the rest of the fucking contract. And when I get it, I'll sign the fucking shit. And there we are. We are now in a stalemate holding pattern. You can suck my balls. And I don't care if you get your fucking tax break. It's just not my problem. Who signs a contract they haven't read? Now, it's one thing. Okay, if you're a millennial, yes. And it's another thing, you know, you open up, you install the software. Do you agree to the terms? You know, yeah, everybody clicks yes and keeps going. When you're actually signing a fucking piece of paper, contractual agreement that's being notarized, you should probably read it first. Contracts. That's that. You guys heard the podcast where I talked about going down to Denver to do pictures with the little Hottie Pie model. I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. I don't think I did. If I did, I'm repeating myself. Deal with it. While we were there on a college campus, I don't know what college campus it was. I'll figure it out and tell you. We were in the student union, and oh my God, the fucking posters on the wall, the freaking, just the bizarreness of the shoving homosexuality down your throat and hating white people and the victimization. I got pictures of it. I'm going to do a whole podcast. God knows it might be even two or three about all of this. I grabbed a copy of the student newspaper and some kind of student magazine or something, and it is just end to end with the absolute most bizarre social justice bullshit you ever saw in your life. The student newspaper has an editor of intersectionality. I don't even know what the fuck that means. But he's obviously gay and he's got weird hair and he's just, it is hilarious. So brace yourselves for that. That one is coming. Speaking of things that are coming, let me just throw this one out because this is an easy one. Yeah, it's like me. It's easy. This is old news already, but the Boy Scouts are going to start letting girls in. Okay, if there's anything that reinforces the fact that girls are inferior, this would be it. Because the girls, the argument is, well, but the Girl Scouts don't have a program like the Eagle Scout and all this other shit. Okay, and maybe that's true. I've never been in the Girl Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts. I don't know what the Girl Scouts is like. Here's the thing, girls. All you have to do is take all the documentation from the Boy Scouts, and every place it says boy, change it to girl. You could implement exactly the same process in the Girl Scouts and have the Girl Scout version of the Eagle Scout. You could even call it the Hawk Scout or something to distinguish. But you see, women can't do that because that would involve work. So instead, once again, men build it, then women show up and take over. And that's something, I got to talk about that. I have some ranting to do on that topic. Oh, I got to get that done. That's going to be a good one. Men built the Boy Scouts. Women can't, it's not even that women can't build it. They can't even copy it. Everything is there. They could just copy and paste. They can't even do a copy and paste. That's how fucking lazy they are. So now they're going to show up and they're going to co-opt and parasite the Boy Scouts and just come in and take over. Sorry, girls, but there is a reason you shouldn't be allowed to vote. It's because you're that fucking lazy. You're so lazy that men have to do everything for you. Men have to build everything. And then you just show up and take over. Going back to my left-wing statist commie mother for a minute, a while back, my stepfather died. When he died, they put him in a hospice. Well, my mother sent this letter to me. This is a letter that the hospice sent to her. This is hilarious. Okay, listen to this. Dear left-wing statist, mother of the great one who spends all of her time on the internet complaining about Donald Trump because she has no friends and has no life. Hospice dickheads would like to thank you for the privilege of serving your family. You extended an invitation to us last year to care for your husband, and we are grateful for the decision you made to include us in your lives. One of our patient's family members recently wrote me a note that included this special message concerning her husband. Quote, I can't put into words how much the comforting setting and supporting care my husband received from hospice dickheads have meant to me as I move forward in my life without him. I will be forever grateful." Unquote. As the anniversary of your husband's death approaches, it is my prayer that you too feel similar comfort and peace. Since you allowed us to be your partner in caring for your husband, would you consider, here it comes, because you're sitting going, wait, when are they going to try to sell something? Here it comes. Would you consider partnering with us to celebrate his life and honor his legacy? Okay, phrases that when people use these phrases, you should avoid them. Reach out. I've told you guys, anytime someone says, "I just wanted to reach out to you," that is a parasite. Normal people, people who work for a living, people who create value for others, do not fucking reach out. I have never in my life ever reached out to anyone. I ask questions. I send you messages. I tell you things. I give you information. I request information. I ask you if you'd like to make a deal. I say to you that if you help me with this, I'll help you with that. I do not fucking reach out. Reaching out is something parasites do. Anyone who ever says to you, "I wanted to reach out," you tell them to shut the fuck up and get out of your life. You tell them to keep their eyes on the fucking curb. Another one is when somebody says they would like to partner with you. Now, that is a fucking sure sign that somebody's trying to fuck you up. "We would like to partner with you." Code phrase for it, "We would like to bend you over and ass fuck you with a giant black dildo and no lubrication." Would you consider partnering with us to celebrate his life and honor his legacy? Right, this is where the guy went to die because he was like shitting and pissing on himself and didn't even know that he was alive, much less what planet he was on, because he was a fucking vegetable. A gift to hospice dickheads' living endowment would create a lasting tribute and help provide financial security for our organization at a time when resources for healthcare are declining. Yes, why, let me help you make sure that your organization is financially secure. Yeah, that would be a wonderful way to honor this dead person from my family. Here's what I want to know. I want to meet the people that read this and send money. I want to meet in person people who are that stupid and that gullible. And I don't want to say that this is offensive to me because I don't get offended that easily, but this is borderline offensive. And not offensive in that it's hurting my feelings, but it's offensive in the fact, it's like watching a TV commercial. I'm offended in the sense that the people who make this commercial think that I am so stupid that if I see a guy holding a Budweiser and there's a girl in a bikini standing next to him, that I'm going to be so dumb that I think, oh, if I have a Budweiser in my hand, bikini-clad girls will fucking magnetize to me or something. This is offensive just in the sense that the person who wrote this thinks that I'm dumb enough to fall for this. Your gift would help ensure our future, that we may continue to provide support for those facing decisions about end-of-life care and enhance the quality of life for all patients and families. Why should anyone give a shit about your future? This is a business. Okay, the hospice is a business. This is signed by the fucking president/CEO. As a CEO, it's your job to fucking ensure the future of your company. That's your fucking job, you fucking dumbass. When you have to go out begging to people whose spouses died a year ago in order to get money to keep your organization working, maybe you're not doing your fucking job. Maybe you need to spend a little less time reaching out to people wanting them to partner with you, and maybe you need to do a little bit more time figuring out how to fucking run a company that's financially solvent. Have you fucking thought of that? Sharing a gift with the endowment is easy. Simply complete the enclosed form and return it to our office. We would be delighted to join you in celebrating your husband's life in this special way. And then over here on the form, so you can do your donate, you can make a pledge of $5,000 and join the Legacy Society. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. Oh, now this, you see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and you can become a member of the Legacy Society by giving a gift through your estate. So when you die, you can leave money to Hospice Dickhead, whose CEO doesn't know how to run a fucking company and make a profit and has to fucking beg. It's not even cyber begging. It's snail mail begging. Yeah, the motherfuckers have to send out snail mail to people whose spouses died a year ago begging for money to keep their fucking company afloat. Actually, they probably don't. They're probably rolling in cash. This is just the fucking icing on the cake. The sleazery and the scumbaggery. I'm surprised my mother didn't find a way to blame this on Donald Trump. She blames everything on... But, oh my God, she sent me an email the other day about how the Republicans in Texas want mentally ill people to have guns. They're passing... I did the one before. My mother said something bizarre and I actually researched it and she had no idea. The Republicans, according to her, are trying to pass a law that allows mentally ill people to own guns. And I thought to myself, why would the Republicans want Democrats and homosexuals to own guns? That doesn't make any sense. God, the woman's insane. I wonder how it is I came out of the womb this fucking intelligent, this good looking, this witty, this charming, this adorable, this much able to, you know, flirt with girls in front of fat girls and make the fat girls all pissed off. That was really a lot of fun. I'm not kidding you. That was the best time I've had in a while. And soon I'll be president, 2024. When you guys elect me president, I will be President Great One. Oh, it's going to be glorious. And I won't bother with the other side. Because I'm right.